The magic of athletic endurance for the rest of us. To put it shortly, if you jog a little bit more every day, you'll eventually become an ultra marathon runner. And while 100 miles won't be anything to sneeze at, you'll be able to jog more than that. Not because of your special genetics or because you always did it, but because of gradually increasing your endurance. And as you can imagine, prolonged activity on this scale has many other benefits. You can, for example, very quickly transform your entire body. Simply keep increasing your endurance until you start transforming. There will be a tipping point, and you'll feel it and see it as well. Gradually increasing your endurance can be used for running multiple consecutive marathons, but also to put on lean muscle and burn up your fat to show them off. More wisely, it is a life extension technique. Many people can double their lifespans, and most of us can unage by a couple of decades and in a reasonably short time, and quite easily so. Those of us who were always plump and no doubt very cute can use endurance to become more fit than when we were young. Endurance works for people of all ages. You are never too old, never too old. But eventually, you'll freak the heck out of your nerves. So eventually, you'll need to slow down for the whippersnappers, or they'll get scared. Now let us take a closer look at the word gradually. In gradually increasing your endurance, you will need a calculator, even if you don't end up using it. And you will need a timer. Any clock will do. A stopwatch is just fine. Go out for your first jog and measure the full distance, for example, 1 mile, and how long can you run for before you must absolutely stop. It was about 30 seconds for me, though double inhaling somehow helped me. I used to do this. It was really tough in the beginning. And now, spend a week repeating the same routine that you have discovered. And then, of course, next week, gradually increase how long you jog for. Maybe try doubling it or adding 10%. And again, cement it down by running for a full week and then repeat to create yet another increase. If that is too fast for you, then jog every other day, repeating the same routine for 10 or 14 days, or as many days as you need, maybe even the whole month. 2 weeks, every other day, seems to be the standard, though. But you may not be standard. Maybe you can just take the weekends off. The harder you try, the quicker and more magnificent the result is going to be. Employing your endurance marks the end of rounding corners and the beginning of searching for the sharpest and most challenging ones. It is an attitude switch from how can I make this easier for myself? To How can I do this in order to more effectively enhance my superpower of endurance? Or, you know, how can I make it harder? You see, seeking out the physical challenges maximizes the rise of your endurance. It will arrive faster. It will transform your body faster. You will be stronger and more powerful and qualify for more races and adventures. If you need a reason, and don't seem to have one, know that you will only find your meaning when you grow all the way up until you become a great being. If you just grow part way up, you'll never really know who you are or what you're capable of. You see, the quest for endurance is very much a mirror of the quest to discover yourself. Oh, yes. And let me tell you something, by becoming fit, you can easily get your triple crown. You get the triple crown when you walk the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails. You can then run the Western States 100, or participate in brand name challenges with all the famous athletes in the world. Or just run the local ultra marathons. You'll be as fit as most 20-year-olds at the age of 70 or 80. You have been granted a chance at existence. You will be challenged to see how powerful you can be. And then, granted the privilege of aging, a privilege denied to many.